Prologue, November 2000, Damascus, Syria. A taxicab came to a stop outside a small restaurant in Damascus. It was a regular and family stop for cab drivers in the bustling city. The restaurant had only two tables, a small counter and a kitchen, all of which could be seen in its entirety from the dining room. Two well-dressed men with neatly trimmed black beards, one holding a soft computer briefcase, the other nothing, exited the taxi and paid the fare in cash. The two men, Ali El Said and Mohammed Rahmani, were summoned to Damascus by their puppet masters to discuss operational details. The man holding the briefcase, Ali El Said, handed the driver the money and said in his European-accented Arabic, "Keep the change." The driver took the money and accelerated his taxi away in a cloud of exhaust fumes and dust. The two men didn't speak to each other. They simply looked at the outside of the restaurant and the address to make sure it was the correct location. It was. Two large men wearing sunglasses and dressed in business suits were standing outside on either side of the doorway. They both had their hands folded in front of them. They were obviously armed, probably with small submachine guns tucked under their bulging vests.
"I need to see your briefcase," said one of the big men as he reached for the computer bag.
El Said gave his briefcase to the man and said, "Nothing but a laptop." The bodyguard looked at El Said, taking note of his European accent.
"Cell phones, wristwatches, anything electronic if you will," he said as the other guard produced a black nylon bag.
El Said and Rahmani complied. They emptied their pockets, took off their watches and jewelry, and handed them over. Neither of them were armed. After searching El Said and Rahmani, along with the contents of El Said's briefcase, the larger man handed the computer bag back to El Said and said,
"Go in. They're waiting for you at one of the tables."
El Said and Rahmani quickly entered the establishment. Once inside the small, smoke-filled dining room, they saw two men in their late 40s sitting at a table drinking coffee. One was short, the other slightly taller. Their black beards were streaked with gray. There was no one else in the restaurant. One of the men motioned the two visitors to come forward. Both men at the table stood, hugged their newly arrived guests, and exchanged greetings with "Assalamu alaikum." The older man, Major General Mohammed Ali Jafari, commander of the Iranian Republican Guards, said,
"Take a seat."
Everyone took a seat around a small table. The shorter man, Major General Haij Qasem, Quds Force commander, spoke next.
"It's good to see you again, Rahmani. You've proven yourself in Bosnia and with the latest action in Frankfurt. Now, have your associate show us what he's got. You've got 5 minutes."
Rahmani didn't speak, but nodded his head at El Said and authorized him to speak. Ali opened his computer bag and turned on the Gateway laptop computer. He typed in a few keystrokes, and a file appeared.
"This is what I have,"
he said, and turned the screen toward the two men. Qasem looked closely at the file, and then showed it to Jafari. The two men nodded their heads in approval. Finally, Qasem spoke.
"How do you plan on financing this?"
"Very simple. Let me show you. May I?"
El Said said as he asked for his Gateway computer back. Qasem pushed it across the small table. Ali opened another file and pushed it back across the table.
"That's how."
Both Jafari and Qasem read what was on the computer. When they were finished, the two broke out in laughter. The hysterics went on for several minutes. Both El Said and Rahmani didn't know what to make of the two older men. Then Qasem spoke.
"Why didn't we think of this before? Go ahead. You have our blessing. We'll supply the men and a courier. The infidels will never be able to trace anything back to us. I should think sometime next fall would be perfect."
Major General Qasem stood and held his hand out.
"God be with you, my friends."